Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, I guess our Christmas wish this year is going to be, how many mashups can we do with Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas? I guess that's the...
All right.
Is that the goal?
I guess that's the goal, or that's the gift. Is it a gift?
Well, yesterday's one was a gift.
We got another one.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so you know Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas. There's a guy on YouTube. His name is William. And he decided, you know, we need a mashup of All I Want for Christmas by Mariah with the Radiohead song Creep. Okay.
You got to work the chorus in.
Yeah. I was going to say, when's it going to happen?
Nothing like mashing an overly, over-the-top happy Christmas song with a very depressing lyrical song.
And right? It does sound funny how it does seem like that it goes, you know? It is so odd how Creep does sound like, oh, yeah, I can hear this music behind that.
I can see that in a movie where, like, there's, like, a Hannibal Lecter-type character, like, chopping somebody up or wearing somebody's skin while that song is playing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why, but that's the image that I have. What about you, boys?
Yeah. That's extreme. Every Christmas Eve I have that image, Steve.
Okay, good.
Comes to me every year.
Glad that I'm not the only one.
So, do we like that one better than what we played yesterday, which, of course, is Mariah Manson, a great mashup of Marilyn Manson's The Beautiful People and Mariah's Christmas song.
I think I like that one better.
Yeah, I like this one a lot.
It's way more fun.
Yeah, it's more upbeat. Yeah. It sounds weird to say about a Manson song, but
the other one sounds like a sad, like Joker type character with a Santa suit on.
Yeah,
in his own living room with no friends, no gifts, no family.
Yeah, right before he's about to stab somebody in the neck.
You get super dark with that one.
He's right.
Sad sounding song.
I was thinking it was something like they're doing karaoke and it was supposed to be a happy song, but the guy for whatever reason can't hear the speakers and so he thinks he's singing, you know, Creep.
Oh.
And so that's the weird mashup that happens. Everyone else can hear it, but for some reason he can't.
Oh, I thought he was just having a rough day. He's like, screw it.
Yeah.
I'm drunk.
Yeah. I think both really work there.
I think they do, as a matter of fact.
Man.
And yeah. Wow. Are we done with these, or you think we want more of these? You want more people to do this?
I would love to hear more takes on this. I don't know why, but I find these mashups to be very entertaining.
Yeah.
Well, you can check out the video on the BJ Migs page of KISW.com.
Dude, how about Creep? It came out in 1992.
Stop it, Steve.
Right?
Really?
1992.
That's only, what, 27 years?
Wow, that is a beating.
I know.
I mean, that's so...
I remember when I was in college, and our college radio station got a copy of Pablo Honey, that record. No one ever heard of the song. No one ever. And my buddy, Matt, he's the one who, like, we had to write little reviews on the discs so that the other DJs would, like, kind of get a vibe of what that record sounds like.
Oh, I remember those days.
And, man, his was just, like, very Pixies-esque. I don't really see much in this. Like, he was very pretentious about it. And he was basically saying, yeah, it just sounds like a watered-down Pixies. These guys aren't ever going to make it. And I kept that review.
Oh, that's great.
And the CD. And I remember when it started blowing up, I'd be like, hey, dude, remember this one?
Oh, jeez.
He hated me for that.
Well, that, you know what? If you've ever... See, I don't know how many people have ever done college radio. That's a very small group.
Yeah.
But there was always that guy.
He was the college radio nerd.
Yeah, and he was always wrong.
Yes.
Always wrong.
Yeah, but he was brilliant. I mean, the guy, his taste for music was out there and eclectic, but he was a very smart person, and he loved reviewing stuff, and the way that he wrote things out was very, like, I mean, it was artistic in the way that he would write these things, but he was so wrong on that one, and I loved rubbing it in his face, because he thought he was smarter than all of us.
That's the thing, man. I love that, too. We had a guy like that at our college radio station, and you're right, dude, man. Whenever they were wrong about something, you just wanted to go, F you, because he would, you know, I'm running the station, I've been here, I know music, I know this, and you're a young kid coming in, which I was, just trying to, you know, get on the radio, and I remember that guy, and I'm like, oh, man. And every time, you're right, every time somebody would hit, he would be, I think he had said it about Generation X back in my day, and he was like, this band will never be anything, stupid band. And I remember thinking, oh, hey, every time Billy Idol did anything, hey, I don't know if you remember what you thought about this guy. Remember this horrible guy from Generation X? He'll never be anything.
Yeah, I mean, the guy who drove me, I mean, he had the best pot, so we hung out. But, I mean, other than that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I see that's
different. And he was the guy who also had his own, like, specialty show. And it was music for the avant-garde.
Of course.
And I was just like, ah.
If you want to hear bands that won't make it, listen to a show like that.
Oh, it was just like weird bleepity bloop sound. Oddly enough, it was what Radiohead became, was the music that he was playing.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
So they finally became what he wanted.
That is so funny.
Maybe they read his review and that changed everything.
Changed everything. It's like, oh yeah, this guy's right.
This Matt guy, we gotta figure out how to make him happy.
We need some bleepity bloops.
Yep.
That's what we need.
We need to just play what sounds like us hitting buttons on a telephone receiver.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you know what? And then Kraftwerk goes, hey, we were doing that. What are you doing?
We did it first. Well,
why are you stealing our stuff? We got to tell you about this man who was arrested. Why? Well, it's because he got into a fight with a friend over the TV show How I Met Your Mother. I can understand that, Steve. I mean, you know, probably about how they ended the series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was underwhelming.
Steve will tell you all about it. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
If you're hearing an informative newscast right now, well, then you must not be listening to BJ and Migs. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks to Snoqualmie Casino for giving us the Migs Report. And today is a very special day.
Grabbing my ding-ding.
It's National Ding-a-ling Day.
Oh. Now, what are ding-a-lings? Are those the...
Grabbing my ding-dings.
My ding-a-lings. I don't know.
Oh, is a ding-a-ling like an idiot, or is it actually a candy
treat? There's a lot of different things that have come up with it, but apparently what they want you to do today is to call an old friend, someone you haven't talked to in a while, and rekindle that friendship.
That's what Ding-a-ling Day means?
Because ringing a phone, ring-a-ding.
Oh! Wow, that's a stretch. Boy, is that a bad... This is a very bad day.
Well, it means a crazy, stupid, eccentric person, so you're calling, you know...
So grab your idiot old friend.
Yes, yeah. Call them.
Why are you looking at me? Don't call me today.
I'm not going to call you. I know your rules. I'll Facebook message you.
Thank you.
It's very odd. I think that what Walter Jones is doing with the 96 check, where you check on your friend.
Oh, that's a cool thing.
That's a cool name for a great cause. This is an interesting name.
No, it's not, yeah.
Okay, a stupid name for an also good cause. So it's always good to rekindle some old friendships.
Yeah, check up on people. You know what? It's so true, Steve, because nowadays you just don't. And sometimes people have to send you veiled messages, and then when you see what's going on, you go, oh, my God, you had a big life event. I had no clue because I didn't check up on you.
And sometimes it's just like, I don't know. I always love it, though, when I rekindle some friendships and you just pick up where you left off. It's like as if it's like, oh yeah, now I understand why you were such a good friend. We don't need to have any like weirdness and awkwardness of the fact that we haven't talked for a few years. We're just right back at it, having some fun, cracking jokes and making fun of each other.
I love that. You know, why can't I have that with people that I know every day?
I don't know.
I have awkward moments with people that I actually see a lot. And then, like you said, then those old folks you never see, but you pick right up.
Well, because those people who you see all the time that have those awkward moments aren't necessarily your friend.
Oh, that's it. Danny?
Grabbing my ding-ding.
So just grab his ding-ding.
Yeah!
Wow, okay. That's how you become closer.
That's how you get
closer. Well, it didn't work for these two guys. They're friends, they're drunk, and they're stupid, and they got into an argument over the television show How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
33-year-old guy in Wisconsin by the name of Alan. He went to the Redskins-Packers game in Green Bay on Sunday with a good friend by the name of Brian. They were both getting drunk, having a good time.
Yeah.
And then, like idiots, they got in their car and drove to another bar.
Okay, yeah.
So now they're driving home. Again, they're drunk. It's 12:30 in the morning, and while they're driving, for some reason, they get into an argument over How I Met Your Mother. Alan started punching Brian. Alan was the one driving.
Okay.
Brian punched back. Then they finally pull over the car. I wish they pulled over because they're idiots and drunk, but no, they pulled over so they could get out of the car and continue to fight.
Oh, of course.
That's when the cops showed up, and the cops arrested Alan for driving under the influence. Shocking. It's his fourth DUI arrest.
He's dumbass. A genius.
Now, his friend Brian's like, look, I was just acting in self-defense. I didn't start the fight. And so he's not facing any charges, but he got in some good punches because if you look at the picture, Alan's eye is completely swollen shut. It's just ridiculous. His mugshot's hilarious. It's just like a shut eye. Like, it looks like it's out of a Rocky movie.
Wow.
And they still don't know exactly what started the argument, though. No one's telling us why they fought over How I Met Your Mother. Although a police officer's like, is that true, Alan? Did you really fight over that show? He goes, yeah, I love that show.
So, yeah, we don't know the detail. Again, bad journalism.
Right.
Because you and I believe it's probably the way they ended the show. I bet one guy thought it was perfect, and the other one guy, no, this is not. It's a mediocre ending.
And, well, so if Alan loved the show, that means Brian maybe was saying, Friends is better. That's what I'm guessing.
Oh, hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, but check out his mugshot.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Brian wrecked him.
Yeah, he did. And, boy, he looks like a genius. Mr. Dre. This is the Ford.
A giant black guy.
The Ford DWI guy, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's he just has, you know, he just has genius written all over him. And, of course, with that eye, it makes him even look more like a genius. What an idiot.
Dumbasses. Just stupid people out there.
Yeah.
And that's not the only dumb person. Let's head on over to Florida.
Yeah.
Shockingly, some stupid people over there, including a PGA golfer by the name of Tommy Gainey.
Oh.
He just got arrested, and a bunch of other people also arrested during a big prostitution sting.
Oh, boy.
I bring it up because one of the people arrested as well, a Disney World security guard by the name of Rodney. And the way that they busted him, he shows up to what he thinks is going to be a prostitute, right?
All right.
So you think when you show up to that hotel or that house, whatever it may be, you're wearing clothes.
No.
And then you'll go into the house.
No.
And then take off your clothes.
Please don't tell me this.
He showed up completely naked.
Okay, then. This guy is ready to party.
And, of course, they have audio of it as he's talking to what he thinks is a prostitute, but it's actually a police officer.
How long have you been
going? Oh, you're the only one home?
Nice. So, since you're already naked, let's get started. Do you have the money?
I do. There's nobody going to run out of the corner, like a cop or anything like that?
No.
Wrong.
Wrong answer.
Wrong.
So where was he carrying the money?
The money. Oh, well, it looks like he had like a jacket or something. He probably had his clothes in his hand.
Oh.
He just took it all off before she came out.
I was hoping he would have a BJ Migs fanny pack. You know?
We could get him one.
Yeah, that way he wouldn't have to worry about having his clothes.
What a dumbass. Wouldn't it have been funny if they're like, no. And then out from, you know, instead of a cop, it's like Mickey Mouse because he's a Disney security guard.
Busted.
You're not getting what you want today.
Hey, you know, the other day we talked about that that Walmart sweater. That was a third-party vendor, so it wasn't really Walmart that made the sweater, but it was the Santa snowman with chopped up bunch of snow lines.
Oh, yes, the one that we want them to sell and they don't sell anymore?
Right, so they pulled that sweater off of their website, which is, again, the snowman Santa doing lines of cocaine with the phrase, "Let it snow." Well, Amazon said, you know what, it can stay up there, and it's currently Amazon's best-selling sweater.
That's awesome.
So you can get it. It's available for $32 on Amazon.com.
Well, I guess you just know that as far as Jeff Bezos goes, he's like, yeah, I don't care. We're selling anything, buddy.
Right. Well, yeah, of course. I mean, it's not really doing it. It's not. It's just a snowman with some lines.
It just goes to show you that Walmart obviously has customers that they don't have that kind of sense of humor, and they have to.
True.
That's all I can see.
They got to cover their asses. As far as football tonight.
Yeah?
Thursday night football. You got the Jets taking on the Ravens, the powerhouses that are the New York Jets at 5-8, taking on the 11-2 Baltimore Ravens.
Okay, do we want to even have a prediction of over-under for the Baltimore Ravens?
That's a good question. Well, have they clinched their playoff spot?
They will. They'll clinch their division if they win tonight. And okay. Of course, if they keep winning, they'll be the number one seed.
I say they're going to win by 21.
Whoa, 21 points. Okay. I think it's going to be worse than that.
All right. I'll go 28-7 if you're going to give the scores.
Oh, 28-7. I think they're going to be in the 40s.
Oh.
I think that the Ravens will get 40 points at least.
See, I think once they have a 20-something point lead, they're just going to pump the brakes and be like, you know, we're fine.
Yeah, you're probably right, though. Is it RG3, the backup that they have for the Ravens, I think? I can't remember.
I can't remember.
They'll throw somebody in there and give Lamar a break.
I have Earl Thomas play quarterback.
Yeah, you're right. They'll do something like that.
What do you think? Do you think it's going to be a 40?
I think they're going to score 40 points.
How many points do you think the Jets are going to score?
If they'll be sympathy points, you know, in my opinion, I think that they will come in the second half if they come at all.
Damn.
Because they got a good defense, those Ravens, and of course their offense is insane.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, so I don't think the Jets are going to do it.
Well, tonight we'll find out. Yeah. Thursday night football. Check it out, people. As far as weather, 50 degrees and rain, that's going to be our day today. And thank you, Shane Company, for the Migs Report, and that's what's up.
Yeah, normally you'd go, this is a horrible Thursday night football game. This isn't going to be competitive. But there is that sort of sick quality in me that wants you to see how badly they'll beat them.
Yeah.
I really
want that the Jets are a good team, but they're not like, they're not New York Giants bad. They're not Bengals bad.
Yeah. All right, so you say it's only 28 points. You may be right. I mean, look, they are a professional football team, and we've heard about that
any
before.
Any given Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, they can win a game, that's for sure. But, boy, the Ravens are just, oh, man. Is it in Baltimore?
No, it's, yes, I'm sorry. Yes, it is in Baltimore.
Oh, God, those poor Jets.
Dang. No faith in the New York Jets.
None at all. Look, if they pull the upset, that'll be amazing. I mean, it'll be their Super Bowl, that's for sure. This is probably the biggest game of the year they got, as they're taking on what people argue is the best team in football right now.
Right.
So,
right.
It'll... All right. Anybody else? Nobody else even knows about this kind of stuff. So, all right. I'm going to say 40 points. You're going to say 28.
21 points you're going to win by.
Oh, okay. I was just thinking, how many points would the Ravens score?
Sam Darnold versus Lamar Jackson. Come on, a couple of young quarterbacks going at it.
Boy, oh boy.
I'm just trying to think of what, like, Thursday Night Football producers are trying to do to kind of hype up this game so that people actually care.
Here's what's going to happen. They are going to talk about how amazing Baltimore is. They will. And then they will talk about what the problems are with the Jets franchise. Why can't they figure it out? I think that'll be the storyline on both sides. It's like, you've got this Jets franchise in one of the biggest cities, I mean, really the biggest city ever, and they just can't figure it out, or the woes of playing in the same division as the Patriots, something like that.
Well, I think their marketing department, they have a good tagline. New York Jets, we have more wins than the Giants.
Okay, that's it. Which, you know, Steve, you're from there.
It's a big deal.
That is actually bragging rights.
It is. When both of your teams suck, you do like have like that little bit of extra ammunition if your team sucks less.
But if you're the Giants, you go, yeah, and how many rings have you got lately?
Right.
I mean, that's the back-and-forth conversation.
Because I remember when I was a kid, and or the hockey was like the big one. I mean, I was a Devils fan, but at the time, the Devils were so bad, nobody even bothered to put them in the conversation, right? So it was always the argument between the Islanders and the Rangers. And when the Rangers were playing pretty well, everyone's like, oh, the Rangers are better, but the Islanders had more Stanley Cup wins recently. Like they were a dynasty in the '80s, right? So, you know, their Islander fans were all like, well, we won four Stanley Cups, blah, blah, blah. And then they start chanting, I think it was like 1940 was the last time that the Rangers won the Stanley Cup. And that was a chant that would happen during the games, you know, whenever like they'd have like these arguments, maybe people were just saying 1940. And then eventually the Rangers win the Stanley Cup. And so then they didn't have that admission anymore.
Damn it, you ruined our chant.
It was pretty cool, like even not being a Rangers fan, but it was cool seeing like all the Rangers fans when they won the cup. The Rangers fans started chanting 1940, almost like as a middle finger to Islanders fans.
That's going to be, it's so nice to have those kind of rivalries, which I'm hoping we get with, it's going to be weird, but I mean, because a lot of folks are Canucks fans, but we should see that kind of rivalry, I think. We see it with soccer, of course, with the Timbers and the Sounders.
Oh, it's going to be insane.
Yeah.
I feel bad for like local people that have adopted the Canucks as their favorite team.
Yeah.
That's a tough decision now.
It's a very tough decision.
Yep.
Yeah.
And suck course, it, Seattle all the way.
And we used to have it with the Blazers because a lot of folks said, well, you guys will just like the Blazers when the Sonics are gone. And I'm like, you don't. No. No one is going to really want to root for the Blazers. They never, ever did. That was our rival.
I had the weirdest dream, speaking of basketball, yesterday.
All right.
Really?
Okay. I'm excited for
this. For some reason, I was in Oklahoma City and I went to a Thunder game.
Okay.
And they were wearing their Sonics colors. And I was very mad. And I was yelling at everybody.
I don't blame you. That would be my dream.
It was like a throwback night. And they're all rocking, and I'm yelling at the players, you don't deserve to wear those jerseys.
Like, oh, yeah.
Wow. Like, why is that even a dream?
Oh, yeah. It's like, because, I mean, because you know this team was stolen from you.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm having a dream about it.
Yeah, buddy. Now you got the baby coming. Is there any sort of baby message there? Is maybe the baby's going to steal your life, like like the Oklahoma stole
maybe
your team?
Maybe Kevin Durant's really the father. And now I know.
Wow, that's a pretty dark interpretation. I think at least my interpretation is a little better. Yeah, now your wife's a cheater with your interpretation.
With Kevin Durant.
All right, granted, if your wife's going to cheat, I think, yeah, cheat with somebody who's a celebrity,
I mean,
who's made something of himself.
Now.
Yeah, but he's still got a lot of cash. And he's still probably...
I'm suing him.
You can sue him for your dream. Okay.
Probably not the dumbest lawsuit out there.
Yeah,
he doesn't even play for the Thunder anymore.
No, I know. He plays in Brooklyn. Well, he doesn't play for them. He's on the team, but he hasn't played a game yet.
Yeah, that was a good pickup, by the way.
Well, they're looking long term. A step backwards for many steps forward.
That's right. Yesterday, Steve, the dreamer, got this one wrong.
What is the most consumed and commercially available type of beer?
Budweiser.
No.
Bud Light.
No.
Coors Light.
No.
Yeah, you missed the question.
Yeah, you didn't listen to the question. So the type, of course, is lager.
Lager.
Yeah, so you said it right that time. As opposed
to... I was trying to say it wrong.
Yeah. Nice going, trolley boy.
Dang it!
Yeah. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Maze at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I can't afford to pay my bills, how am I going to afford attorneys and bankruptcy fees?
You know, one of the things people ask me all the time as a bankruptcy lawyer is that how am I going to pay all these fees and costs because I'm here because I can't afford to pay my bills. And of course, we understand that. I mean, being in the bankruptcy field. But, you know, one of the things to remember is that if you decide, once you make the decision to file bankruptcy, you can stop paying on all of the creditors that are going to be included in the bankruptcy. And those are the funds that you can use that you have been paying your creditors to pay your attorney fees and court costs to get your case filed. And once your case is filed, you're not going to have most of those payments anymore.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.